Quand on approchait la rivière, on est pour...
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Hello, bienvenue à Voulez-vous chanter avec moi. My name is Liliana.
Hi, Liliana, and I'm Marion.
Hello, so today we have a great song. Okay, is it a romantic song?
Not really, just a song about Paris.
Okay, so it's about Paris. So we're gonna hear a lot about the key points in Paris. And the singer of the song, his name is Jacques Dutronc. And actually, he's born in Paris, and his family is also like full of musicians. His wife is this French singer called Françoise Hardy. And the funny thing is, like, they had a kid, and this guy, he's like a great jazz musician. His name is like Thomas, I think. So anyway, they're all singers and they're very famous in France. Okay, so let's begin with the first verse and then we'll come back.
Je suis le dauphin de la place Dauphine et la place Blanche à mauvaise mine. Les camions sont pleins de lait, les balayeurs sont pleins de balais.
Okay, let's begin.
Je suis le dauphin de la place Dauphine.
I am the hare of the place Dauphine. What is place Dauphine?
La place Dauphine is a royal place in Paris, mm-hmm. which has been dedicated to the dauphin. And the dauphin was the child who was supposed to become the king later.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, et la place Blanche à mauvaise mine.
And place Blanche. Okay, what is this, mauvaise mine?
To have a mauvaise mine is to look bad, you know, when you just drink too much. The day before, you have a mauvaise mine. This doesn't mean you have a bad color of the face and you have bigger.
But is it like a hangover, like la goule de bois? Or?
No, that means that you look bad.
Oh, okay.
When you're sick or when you're tired.
Okay. And then?
Les camions sont pleins de lait.
The trucks are full of milk.
Les balayeurs sont pleins de balais.
The sweepers are full of brushes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're gonna listen to the chorus, which is actually very short, and we'll come back.
Il est 5 heures, Paris s'éveille. Paris s'éveille.
Okay, we're back.
Il est 5 heures.
It's 5 a.m.
Paris s'éveille.
Paris awakens.
Paris s'éveille.
Paris awakens. Okay, we're gonna listen to the next verse and then we'll come back.
Les travestis vont se raser, les stripteaseuses sont raviées. Les traversins sont écrasés, les amoureux sont fatigués. Il est 5 heures, Paris s'éveille.
And we're back.
Les travestis vont se raser.
Okay, so the transvestites, they're gonna shave.
Les stripteaseuses sont rhabillées.
The strippers are going to get dressed again. Basically because they undress, so now it's 5 a.m. They're gonna have to put their clothes back on, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. After the night. Les traversins sont écrasés.
Okay, this word, traversin, is it like the bolsters are crushed?
It's kind of cushions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you mean cushions?
Cushions, it's a cushions for in the bed, you know, traversant. But it's a long...
Oh, are the round ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, like the saucisson, right? Okay. Yeah. So basically it says that they're crushed. Like there was like a pillow fight or something.
No, I think it's they are crushed because people lied on it.
Oh, okay.
Les amoureux sont fatigués.
And the lovers are tired. Okay, let's listen to the next verse and we'll come back.
Le café est dans les tasses, les cafés nettoient leur glace. Et sur le boulevard Montparnasse, la gare n'est plus qu'une carcasse. Il est 5 heures, Paris s'éveille. Paris.
Okay, we're back.
Le café est dans les tasses.
Coffee is in the cup.
Les cafés nettoient leurs glaces.
The coffee shops clean the windows.
Et sur le boulevard Montparnasse.
And on the boulevard Montparnasse, which is very famous boulevard.
Yeah, it's a very famous boulevard because it's one of the most famous gare in Paris. Mm-hmm. There are four gare in Paris. La gare n'est plus qu'une carcasse.
The station is just a carcass. Okay, if you can see, basically it's just describing how is Paris at that, you know, in the morning. But is it because he just woke up or is it because he just finished partying or something?
I think he's insomniac. He didn't sleep and I don't know if he made party. I think he didn't make party. He made, you know, some night terror of Paris mm-hmm. in maybe underground places,
okay.
I think.
Okay, and we're going to listen next to the chorus, which we already explained. So we're going to also listen to the next verse and we'll come back.
Les banlieusards sont dans les gares, à la Villette, on tranche le lard. Paris by night regagne les cars, les boulangers font des bâtards. Il est 5 heures, Paris s'éveille. Paris s'éveille.
Okay, we're back.
Les banlieusards sont dans les gares.
Commuters are in the stations.
À la Villette, on tranche le lard.
À la Villette, a slice of, okay, lard is kind of fat, but it looks like a bacon. But we don't call it bacon, okay? So I'm just going to say le lard. It's difficult to translate.
Yeah, and he says that because in the Villette, it's a famous neighborhood where there are a lot of markets with fresh food.
Okay.
Paris by night regagne les cars.
Paris by night go back to cars.
Yeah, I think it's the people who make party in the night. They mm-hmm. just go back to their home with a car.
Okay.
Les boulangers font des bâtards.
Okay, les boulangers are the people that work at the boulangerie, basically, which is the bakers. And here, font des bâtards, it means that they start fighting?
No. Des bâtards, it's either the name of a bread, or either it's the name of a kid, which is not... The kid of his...
A bastard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, so this is something actually I didn't know. I didn't know that it was some kind of bread.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bread and a bastard child.
It can be both, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's weird. Okay, let's listen to the next verse and we'll come back.
La tour Eiffel a froid au pied, l'arc de triomphe est rallumé. Et l'obélisque est bien dressé entre la nuit et la journée. Il est 5 heures, Paris s'éveille. Paris s'éveille.
And we're back.
La tour Eiffel a froid aux pieds.
La tour Eiffel has cold feet.
L'Arc de Triomphe est ranimé.
L'Arc de Triomphe is revived.
Et l'obélisque est bien dressé.
And the obelisk is drawn up.
Entre la nuit et la journée.
Between night and day.
Yeah, so maybe I think I could just explain briefly what
yes.
the monument are.
Please.
So the Eiffel Tower was built by the architect Gustave Eiffel
mm-hmm.
for the Universal Exposition in 1889. So it's a kind of the symbol of the France.
Mm-hmm.
The Arc de Triomphe, which was erased by Napoleon I, to celebrate the victory of the France.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the end of the Champs-Élysées.
Oh, Champs-Élysées.
Yeah, and it's a very symbolic monument. And then the obelisk is Place de la Concorde, which is a very famous place in France too. It's a gift made by the Egyptian government to the France in the 19th century.
Okay, so they're all like very important places in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's listen to the next verse and we'll come back.
Les journaux sont imprimés, les ouvriers sont déprimés. Les gens se lèvent, ils sont brimés, c'est l'heure où je vais me coucher.
Okay, and we're back.
Les journaux sont imprimés.
Newspapers are printed.
Les ouvriers sont déprimés.
The workers are depressed.
Les gens se lèvent, ils sont brimés.
People get up and they're bullied.
C'est l'heure où je vais me coucher.
This is the time when I go to bed. And then we're going to listen again to the chorus, but there's going to be a little change. Okay, let's listen and then we'll come back.
Il est 5 heures, Paris se lève. Il est 5 heures, je n'ai pas sommeil.
Okay, we're back. Il est 5 heures.
It's 5 a.m.
Paris se lève.
Paris is awakening.
Il est 5 heures.
It's 5 a.m.
Je n'ai pas sommeil.
And I'm not sleepy. Oh, so
he poor has... Poor guy.
Yeah, poor guy. I think he should have some, like, sleeping pills or some sleeping aid. I think the guy, he's just so in love with Paris that he cannot sleep. A lot of people have... Like, seriously, when I was in Paris, I would love to get up very, very early to see all the boulangeries open and the smell. Oh, I love it.
It was not a jet lag?
No. Well, the first days it was jet lag, but the rest, I really like it. When there's no one in the street, mm-mm, it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, I hope you like the song. If you have comments or questions, come to frenchpod.com. And for now, we say au revoir.
Au revoir.